the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher Rich. By the way, a true hero of the genre, Mark Jamelli, is going to be on at 8 o'clock. It's Mark Jamelli rates the meatballs, something that he loves to make, that he made literally thousands for the big, what was it called? The big
St. Anthony's Feast.
Yeah, for St. Anthony's Feast. But first, it's time to, you know, football season is in full swing. And, you know, if you are into betting baseball, we're getting down to the wire here. It can be a little complicated this time of year with call-ups and with teams. With teams that are...
That's great.
Are, you know, are going for it.
It's the best music bet of all time. Best of luck, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so our Bankroll Boys are here right now.
We got Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray. First of all, before we get started, by the way, this is congratulations, you guys. The podcast is doing well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going well. We just recorded last night. We'll be dropping that this morning.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad we get you guys first.
Now, what's the podcast?
What is the name of it?
Over Under 985.
Okay.
And follow us on Twitter. We actually been giving out picks. And
for free?
For free.
See, see, Fred, this is something we got to talk about because at some point, these things hit pretty well. Maybe we can get some subscriptions going.
You got to build your empire first. Right. You got to build your trust.
Just like your bankroll.
That's right.
Bankroll needs to be built. So just like your bankroll.
How you guys feeling this morning? Let's start with last night's game. What did you bet on and how'd you do?
I'm pissed. I bet the Falcons. I had them plus one. They got, two turnovers in the red zone.
Yep.
But this is a true degenerate. I felt like I was on the right side, but I lost the bet.
Okay.
I had Atlanta plus one, and Dan was like, don't touch it.
Yeah, I liked Philly last night. I had the first half under, which hit, and I had the longest field goal in the game, which also hit.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you
were going too degenerate style. You were going longest field goal in the
well,
game.
Well, no. I mean, pretty much whenever there's two really good kickers, I like to play the over-long field goal. So over 46 and a half yards, and that's what I played. That was my nice bet of the night.
Okay, so.
Now, Murray, you're shaking your head.
I just wouldn't touch that. Like, I wouldn't even. waste my time looking
it's a moneymaker when you have two good kickers on primetime football.
Oh, my Lord.
So it's primetime football.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Only I don't touch it like for like the big slate of games, but for like the primetime games when I just don't like a side, I'll play, you know, longest field goal if there's two good kickers. I mean, it's usually pretty good.
But you knew the weather was going to be crap last night.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The weather, unless it's like blizzarding, it really doesn't matter. There are almost always field goals that are over 45, 46 yards. This doesn't matter. Those kickers are so good now.
Excellent. Well, a pretty decent amount of coin you got there after last night?
Yeah, I did okay last night.
Okay. All right. I like it. Well,
Murray's salty.
Murray, is there some jealousy over Lifshatz?
No, actually. So last week, college football is where it's at for me. Posted picks last week. I went 7-3-1, 1-1 this week, but nailing college football.
Did you win the Notre Dame game?
No, I took Michigan. And the thing was, the home team in that series was 4-0 against the spread last 4 years and just went against the trend. Sometimes you got to go by the trend, and I went the other way on that one.
Yeah, man. Harbaugh is not a very good game manager. He's he's lost all of that. Well, lost the ability to do that.
Let's take a look at the games from this weekend that people could hopefully put some money on. Let's start with Houston at New England. The current spread, you have the current spread pulled up because I think I have one that might not be as fresh as what you guys got.
I see 7 locally here.
Yep, I see that.
Yeah. It's 6.5 at most books.
It's 6.5 on 5 Dimes and Bookmaker. So the two, you know, big online sites usually have it at 6.5 right now. I mean, to me, I think there's only one way to go in this game. I've pretty much been trying to tell everyone that you're pretty much just trying to pick a winner in football. Last year, 83% of the time, the spread didn't matter. You're just trying to pick a winner.
Okay.
So, I mean, whoever you think is going to win is going to cover the spread 83% of the time. For me, that's the Patriots, minus 6.5. I don't even think that this is that tough. I mean, when that team gets constantly killed all offseason, they're just, you know, backs against the wall. This is when they do the best. And plus, Bill O'Brien coming into England.
Sure.
I'm a no on that.
Yeah, Texans gave up some of the most points in the league, I believe, last year defensively. But if you look at the Patriots' start since 2014, they lost that game in Miami. They won the next year against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had the Jimmy G game where they won, where Arizona missed a field goal, and then last year they lost against Kansas City. So at least if you look at it, they're 2-2 in the first game. They start slow, so I think a lot of money will come in on Houston, but I just think the Patriots, I mean, again, like to Dan's point, 83%, mm-hmm. I wouldn't go against that. I forget about the points. I think the Patriots, they run away this week with all the questions.
Even with a healthy Houston defense.
Yeah, and they haven't practiced. So Watts back, Merciless, Clowney's, a lot of those guys didn't even play in the preseason. So they're going to be. That's going to be their first game. Just like Atlanta last night, they missed a lot of their plays, missed time on the drive, and Eagles scored a rushing touchdown. Sure. So, I mean, looking at it, this game, the points, a lot of people are probably going to lean towards the Texans.
They're going to say it's a lot of points, and that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be a ton of money coming out on the Texans. They're going to say it's too many points, but again, you're really just trying to pick a winner.
So Lifshitz, are you guys Murray and Lifshitz? Are you guys going to wait out the line, see if it goes down a little bit?
I'd like it at 6 more than anything. You could buy them down. That's something I do all the time. I hate the hook. If I see that at 0.5 there, I buy it. So, yeah, if it's 6, I'm all over it. 7, you might want to buy it down a little bit.
Anything under 7 is fine for me.
Now, what do you mean buy it down?
So you got to pay juice. So the way to explain that is it's normally minus 110 to win 100. If you want to buy a point, it's about, what, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, something like that to buy it down a little bit.
How often do you do that? Because that seems like something I would rarely do.
For example, last night, the Falcons were plus 1. Well, there's not a lot of value at plus 1. You might as well buy it up to plus 3 in case there was a field goal. In the end, they went for 2, and then it became a 6-point game. But
and you lost a lot of money.
I didn't lose a lot of money.
You're just real confident about that one.
But he had such a good Saturday.
Yeah. I had a great college week. I hit Virginia Tech on Monday, so it's week to week. And it goes from basically Monday to Sunday, and then Monday is your new day.
All right.
It's a rebirth. It's right. a phoenix rising from the ashes.
All right.
It's like Easter.
Yes, it's like Jesus rising from the dead.
I know you said there's some games this weekend. Just quickly, we had some over-under win totals for the season. Just the Patriots. Some locals have it 11.5 for the win total for the Patriots. I think it's 11 at it's most 11 places. Online. But in that case, like 11.5, I'm under. Like, I feel like the Patriots win 11 games this year.
Well, you're under at 11.5.
At 11.5, I'm under.
See, I like the 11. I'm at the 11. I actually hit this early in the season or early in the off season. I think 11 is exactly where it should be lined, but they go over every single year. They're not going to win less than 11 games. At worst, you're really just risking a push. So, in my opinion, I think it's an easy bet to make without any questions.
All right. So, what game
Murray
were you most
sheds? At each other's throats.
I'm telling you.
I like this.
A little controversy. Okay, so what game are you the most confident about? If you had to put the most money on one game this weekend, looking at the spreads, what do you think? Dan?
Oh, man. There's two games, and it's tough for me. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I really hate the Chiefs this year. I think they're going to be awful. That defense is just completely different than it was last year. Mahomes is basically a rookie quarterback. He's a second-year quarterback, but he's basically a rookie quarterback. I really don't like the way he plays. I think that he's going to make a lot of terrible decisions. I think you're going to see that team regress a lot. I actually think they're going to win way under their projected win total of 8.5.
Even though the Chargers always find a way to fail.
I know, and that's why it's so hard to pick the Chargers. But I'm going to take them this week.
Philip Rivers is going to throw a pick at the end of the game to kill you.
Philip Rivers, by the way, is some people's MVP pick for this.
Right, but I mean, look at what he's done the last 2 or 3 years. You know he's going to put a dagger right through your heart at the end of the game.
Yeah, but you know what? It might not matter because Pat Mahomes might throw 4 interceptions during the game. I really think that he's going to be just not a very good quarterback.
All right, Joe Moore, you seem to be shaking your head when Wallach is speaking. You're staying away from that, or what?
Yeah, I don't like that, but the two games I really like, and they're both road favorites going on the road, which a lot of people don't like betting. I love the Rams over the Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to be bad this year with Gruden. That game, -4 right now. That's a Monday night game.
Okay.
So that line might go up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'd grab it at 4 or buy it down to 3. And then the other one, just people love the -1 or the pick'ems. I like Tennessee to go into Miami. And the same exact spread a year ago between these two teams, Tennessee came out on top. I'm going with the trend, and I like Tennessee to go into Miami and win.
All right, let's quickly go down the list. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, what do you got?
So Dan loves the Cleveland Browns this year. I think the win total was 5.5, and he likes to go over.
You went over on the win total? 5.5?
I know. Love is strong. Let's relax.
I'm
love
out
love is
that.
Strong. Love is strong.
Hard Knocks at all?
He's going to buy it down to 1.
Now listen, I think they're...
Can't do that with win totals.
Can't do that with win totals. No, I think the Browns are going to be good this year. They have a very good defense. Their offense is actually half decent. Tyrod Taylor is a half decent quarterback. It's better than anything they've ever had before. I think they're going to win 4, 5, 6 games this year.
If you don't mind me asking, what was the total that you could bet on? What was your
over? Early in the year was 4.5. Now it's like 5.5. Plus,
jeez,
you got to pay
man.
A good amount
yeah.
of juice. I got at 4.5, or I wanted at 4.5 early in the year. I did not touch the 5.5, Joe. Did not.
Okay.
However, I do think they win this week at home versus Pittsburgh.
You think they win against Pittsburgh?
I think, again, another team you're going to see a lot of regression. That team already has locker room issues. Ooh. The coach is literally one of the worst coaches in the NFL. I think Tomlin is just an awful coach. I love to fade him all the time.
Worse than Hugh Jackson?
No, absolutely not.
Talent alone will get them
however,
win.
However, listen, I mean, you've seen what Roethlisberger is on the road.
Roethlisberger,
the
by the way,
he's
also
the same guy.
An MVP pick by a lot of people.
I'm telling you, I got to do it, but I got to call him. That's a
hot take.
But it's so nuts that when you guys leave, I'm going to be
so crazy.
Telling
it
you guys
might work.
I'm going to put money on that game. I'm going Dan Lipschitz. It's so bat crap crazy that I'm going to bet it. Go Cleveland.
You can get them on the money line. Plus 180 right now.
Is
plus,
it really?
Yeah, the line's only 4.5. It's not like a major spread.
Okay. All right. Cleveland over Pittsburgh. All right. I'll take that.
All right. So you talk about a small spread. How about a big spread? Green Bay and Chicago. Chicago gets Khalil Mack, and it's over a touchdown, correct?
So this is, we also talked about this one on the podcast yesterday.
It's 9. The spread is 9.
Nine now. Okay, yep. It was 7.5 when I looked at
this. This is the only game this week that I'm picking a team to win and not cover. The only game this week. So I'm taking Chicago plus +9, but Green Bay to win by, 4 or 5.
And that's also the national television. So Green Bay is going to get bought up. It's 7.5 in my book right now. So that thing's going to go up at some point. But I don't know the Bears. I can't figure out the Bears. Quarterback, they just got Khalil Mack. He's going to be on a pitch count. They said to me in that situation, I would bet the public favorite, and I think it's Green Bay in that case. Just coming off a big contract at home, celebrating the 100th anniversary. Mm-hmm. I just think that's in favor of Green Bay.
Okay, finally, the game you're staying the hell away from this weekend. The one that if you would be a madman to put money on.
I think I can guess.
Oh, jeez.
Lions.
I like the Lions.
Yeah.
I like the Lions in that
okay.
game. And again, Sam Darnold going on the road in his first NFL game against Matt Patricia,
people,
who knows him.
A lot of people think the Lions are going to fall apart this season.
Well, Detroit's favored by almost a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. I'd bet on that. Take that game.
Stafford beats terrible teams and doesn't beat teams over 500. I think he has like 4 or 5 career wins versus teams that are over 500 against the spread. So, you have to go to the Lions.
The game I wouldn't bet on is Arizona and Washington. I don't know anything about, Alex Smith going into Washington and Sam Bradford and Arizona. Who the hell wants to even watch that game?
All right, man. Well, this, I'm going to put money on Cleveland over Pittsburgh. I'm going to do it. That just sounds insane on paper, but why the hell not? Let's do it.
All right, it's the Bankroll Boys. You can hear their podcast at the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It is the over-under 98.5. And hear them and make millions of dollars based on their recommendations. Colin Kaepernick had a very insane commercial last night. It drove a lot of people loco. They ain't like it. And we will discuss that.
Toucher and Rich.
Five to Sports Hub. It's Feed the Fan Friday, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Be listening at 7:50 this morning for your chance to score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to Feed the Fandom. StopandShop.com. That's coming up at 7:50. So I've talked about this before, but this was an all-timer, Johnny.
What happened?
So I got to get the steroid cream on the account of I have my disease on my face.
You know, upon further inspection, we had a big meeting with the boss yesterday, and I was sitting next to you. Upon further inspection, I was able to spy the discoloration on the forehead. And, yeah, I'd be worried.
Oh, thanks. So, John, you have great instincts.
No.
To make someone feel better. So
Fred,
I had assumed that I had gotten burned on my forehead. And then I don't know what dermatologist, it's impossible to get into a dermatologist, but I finally got into one 2 days ago, and they said, I probably have this condition where your skin gradually starts losing its color, and I went and I had to get a steroid cream from the pharmacy. Now, I've stated this before, and I'll state it again. There's no worse job. Like, I thought waiting tables at the CNN Center with all the tourists and scumbags that came in there was bad. There is no worse job than being a non-pharmacist working at the pharmacy. None. The abuse these people take is overwhelming. So, this was an all-timer. So, I go in yesterday, and there's an old guy and then an old lady who's got, like, the blue blockers on, those sunglasses that cut out everything.
Right.
So I go, all right.
Yes.
Let's have a positive attitude about this.
Because you know the line is going to be at least a half an hour long.
Yeah,
there will be 85-year-old women asking inane questions forever.
So
yes.
I resign myself to the fact that I'm going to be there a half an hour.
Right.
There's no one else in line.
Except
I know that these people are going to be a half an hour.
Sure.
So the guy is trying to talk to the woman at the counter, and he's like, yes, you know, the doctor said he's calling the doctor. I've been in here 4 days. There's no. And she goes, well, listen, the doctor called and put in a prescription, but it's a prescription that it's not the one you're asking for. And the one you're asking for is $1,200. And he goes, it's fine. And she goes, so what? And then his wife goes, so what? I'm supposed to come in? What, do you want us to come in 5 times? You're so bad at this? You want 5 times? And the doctor called in. And she goes, all right, I'll check again what's going on. He goes, yeah, you check. And then the whole time the girl's checking, she's like, I'll tell you, we're never coming back here again. These people are idiots. They don't know what's going on. Like, yeah, they're the idiots. You're ancient. Like, kind of just go with the flow at this point. When was the last time you argued with a pharmacist? There's nothing to argue about.
They're the middle people. I mean,
they
take instruction and they pass it along.
So
that's all that happens.
So fine. So they're going. He's like, 4 days. I'm going to take my business elsewhere. And you know the woman's saying, please, for the love of God,
take your business elsewhere.
What do you think? I own the pharmacy. Take it. Do you think it? You're going to. Oh no.
Yeah.
Like if you work at a fast food restaurant and you're just like at the drive-thru, oh no, don't take your business elsewhere. I went, wait a second, my kingdom will crumble. Are you going to tell other people not to come here? You know what? Don't come, you old pieces of garbage. Don't come. Please, please, with every fiber of my being, don't come here again. So she goes, all right, you got to wait a second. And I'll check it. And the woman goes, so what? I got, what? With an hour? 2 hours? What are you talking about? You're incompetent.
She actually said that out loud.
Oh, it gets better.
And this wasn't. You're not paraphrasing. She said that out loud.
It gets way worse.
Oh man.
So she goes, you're incompetent. What is it? 2 hours? I mean, the woman at the pharmacy has no idea what they're talking about. None. They can't seem to fathom that the doctor gives the prescription to the pharmacy fills the prescription, and that's it. If they don't have your dumb drugs, it's because they haven't got it from the doctor or they don't have it in stock at the time. Use your brain.
So they finally go, and they say, she goes, listen, do you want to talk to the pharmacist? You said you wanted to talk to the pharmacist. What, now you can't help me? She says, well, you wanted to talk to the pharmacist 3 times you've asked to do this. Like, you don't want me to handle it. And he goes, no, I'm going to leave. You're incompetent. This is terrible. And then the woman's like, yeah, we're going to take our business elsewhere. You, what the hell is wrong with you? And the two of them, after 10 minutes, walk out. Now, the pharmacist erupts into tears. The woman at the pharmacy erupts into tears. And the old lady turns around and she goes, stop laughing at us. And then the pharmacist lady goes, I'm crying. And she goes, good, you should.
Oh, my Lord.
She goes, you should be crying. You're incompetent. You don't deserve to work here. And then they leave. And then now the situation is...
Now you get to step up.
No, now there's a line. Because you've been there for 20 minutes. This girl erupts into tears and runs. And she's out of there. Which leaves me with one lady. And so now there's about 10 people in line.
Wait, just to back up, I'm sorry to interrupt. How old was the girl working the counter? Just ballpark.
20s.
Okay.
Yeah, 20s. Okay. And obviously cares about her job, a job that is completely...
Thankless.
Thankless.
Yes.
And she obviously cares enough about the customers that she starts crying. Because there's nothing she can do. There's no pleasing them. And they're so effing rude. You know, you're old. It just, what are you wasting your time for? So now I'm trapped for another half an hour because now they're half-staffed. And so, you know, and then they got to find this cream and so on and so forth. What goes through people? Why would you treat someone like that? Like, what goes through your head? What, and especially some, like, what do you think this woman that works at the pharmacy has a vendetta against you, you stupid old bag? What do you think's going on? You're an idiot. I mean, I don't know about crying and running away.
Say this is her job and she tries really hard. There are people who really... This is what they do.
She wasn't the pharmacist. I'd never work at a pharmacy unless they allowed me to steal drugs. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
My girlfriend has been a pharmacist for several years, and the story she comes home with is amazing. One time she had a relatively large guy come in and go to pick up his prescription, and his copay was a solid 12 cents, and he punched the door off of the entry of their store.
Oh, my God.
He had to pay 12 cents.
The entitlement. Like, what do I have insurance for? It's 12 cents. By the way, this guy was willing to pay $1,200 for his prescription. And my insurance didn't cover my prescription. It was $31, and they were just, because they're so used to getting screamed at, they're like, are you sure? It's $31. Are you sure?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I'll pay you the $31. Yeah. What the hell? What the hell is going on? Let's go. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, Aaron. I'm a pharmacist. I'm actually not a community pharmacist. I work in a hospital in the city. But I think everyone needs to hear your dissertation on how to behave like a human in a pharmacy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, people, they're so disrespectful.
It so much is out of the control of the pharmacist's hand when they're communicating with other people, but you got it spot on, man. I just needed to call in and let you know.
Yeah, these people, what do you expect them to do? Well, I told you the story about the idiot. First of all, half the people that are there, they're like, you know the woman wants them to go away. Like, everything has been done. They've been handed their drugs. But there's these lonely-ass people that they take a step, like a teasing step away from the counter, and then they come back, and then they're just, like, making small talk. Like, no one else is here. I'm going to have this, because it's the only conversation they're going to have all day is with the pharmacist. And they're like, yes, 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 it's all good. And this is not the guy describing the drugs.
Sure.
They're just asking this. I told you, I was in line at a pharmacy, and there was probably about 5 people in line. So if there's 5 people in line at a pharmacy, you know there at least 2 of them are insane. So you're going to go and know that you're there for 45 minutes. And these are things you have to accept. You can't get pissed off. You have to take a deep breath and go, can't get pissed off yet. And this woman goes and explains how she has a cold and has no prescription, speaks for 5 minutes on having a cold and how to treat it. The pharmacist goes, well, all the cold medicine is over here.
Perhaps a vitamin C tablet corner.
So this woman so goes to the over-the-counter drugs. It's right next to the thing.
Yep.
Next person comes up in line. The woman grabs about a handful of different cold medicines and puts them on the counter.
Which one?
In front of, it just walks in front of everybody and goes, which one? Hey, idiot. They're all the same. What do you do? And then, well, how many can I take? Take every one of
them. How about reading the label that's presented in front of you?
What do you can't read? And by the way, like, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you know what? Take a handful of them, that's right. Stupid idiot.
A side effect of taking that pill is death.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? If you take that Advil cold and flu,
it's going to be a horrible, painful death for you by 3 o'clock.
You know what? You should call the CDC.
That's right.
Because everything's going to be off the rocker.
I should be put in jail for giving you this pill.
Which is better? Oh, well, let me tell you. You got to, you know, if you're going to go.
This one's going to solve the problem. Don't try the other four.
There's
not worth
nothing in them that's exactly the same.
That's right.
It's all, and they all work really well. And
they'll cold will be gone in a couple of hours.
They'll all cure everything.
Right.
There's people, they just don't care. Because there's very few places that you're in line like that for something that should be turnkey. Like if you're at a restaurant, like people are dicks to waiters, but you're not really around to see it. Because it's not affecting you. These people, they could care less about anyone that's behind them. Then this girl starts crying. Good, you should. Why? Why? Because you can't get it together in your feeble old riddled brain that this is not something that the doctor has put in.
I'm still amazed that actually happened.
I swear on the Bible.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying I'm amazed that it happened. I can't believe that someone actually said that to another human being who is working. That was her fault.
What, should we wait an hour, 2 hours? I mean, is this what you people do? And she had those dumb sunglasses on. Ugh. Who needs that aggravation? Who needs that aggravation? One of the worst jobs I could think of having.
Jeez.
All right. This Kaepernick situation happened yesterday. The big controversial 2 minute long commercial that played during the game last night. We'll discuss that.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub. What you won't do.
.985 the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The Colin Kaepernick commercial aired last night. And it was a whole lot of nothing.
People were losing their mind. I was following social media specifically to see what the reaction would be from a variety of people. And it really wasn't much of anything. And of course, social media being what it is, everyone lost their collective minds. You would have thought that he was an enemy of the state.
Yeah.
By reading some of the stuff. And of course, you know, the politics being what it is, it was pretty much split along political lines.
Right.
You know,
and
you follow one particular person if you believe in what he believes in. Oh my God, this is the worst thing possible. How could NBC let this on the air? How could they support a guy like this who was against America? It was really out of bounds.
I have news for you is that ABC is not going to turn down Nike's advertising.
Of course not.
Nike would have to do, there would have to be like 8 nude chicks frolicking in a pool.
Nike's stock is up the last couple of days. Not just up a little, I mean, keep,
of
keep
course compl- it's up.
But that's
because
just
the strategy
it.
Is that if you don't like it, they don't care.
Exactly. So
they're
you
not
know
the
what?
People that you care. They care about.
And you know what? They're going to keep shoving it in your face, hoping you'll get more pissed off.
And,
I mean,
and every time that you tweet and you think your tweet means something. And by the way, people are completely unequipped for social media.
Last night was a perfect example of that. By the way,
I am convinced that we are at a sea change where this opportunity to just vent for everyone your opinions into the ether is really stupid, and also the damage that you can cause someone through written words is not recognized by a lot of people, and also the wanting to poke until you get a reaction is a disease that is, I would hope that once human beings are used to this, that goes away.
What this is forcing people to do, and this particular subject too, what this is forcing people to do in regards to social media is not believe everything they read. A person is smart. I forget what movie this is from. A person is smart. People are not.
Right.
That's the problem.
So the thing, again, with Nike is that the way that they're, first of all, every time you tweet against it is a victory for Nike. Every time you tweet about it, because people, when was the last shoe campaign that generated this kind of press? Where you have politicians talking about it. Sure, Jordan shoes and everything, but
you got to go back to Mars Blackman.
But that wasn't controversial.
No.
See, every time a politician, an old politician, steps up and says, oh, this is terrible, this is wrong, that is a victory for Nike. Nike, as a billion-dollar corporation that is, certainly not is the least underground thing on the planet, that probably has shoes being made in unfair conditions, I don't know for sure, but it certainly seems like the kind of business that would do that. The ability they had to sign one guy to really say nothing. I mean, all he's saying is, you know, try to be the best and walking around with an afro. This is a coup for them because it establishes themselves as a brand that is a rebellious brand. It further ingrains them in the youth market. It becomes something that's cool and anti-establishment. They're interested in young people. They're not interested. If you're 50 years old and you're cutting your shoes and burning them, they don't care. Every time you do that, it's like when people burned NWA albums and the FBI would come after them. That, you know how many albums that made NWA sell?
Many. I remember.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You know, every time a country band cuts the Nike symbols off their socks, by the way, which is a bold statement because you're totally playing to your audience. I mean, you're super serving your audience with that. Nike rubs their hands together because they don't want your audience.
The best part about the whole thing is this ad didn't catch anyone off guard. Everyone knew it was coming, so they had plenty of time to prepare to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had plenty of time to think out what they were going to write, to think out what their argument was going to be, to think out how outraged they would get, and then turn it around and use that to their own to pump up their own publicity.
And then the big thing is like, well, if you want to know what a hero is, this is a hero. No kidding. No, wait a second. You're telling me that there are human beings out there that have done more, that have been braver and done more for the good of people than Colin Kaepernick? My Lord. Well, color me. I thought Colin Kaepernick was the greatest human being of all time.
Yeah, there is nothing better than calculated outrage.
Oh,
which is what social media has become, and frankly, a lot of television shows in the evening from 7 until 11 become.
I mean, that's a la carte political coverage.
Sure.
Jake, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So about the Kaepernick thing, I mean, I think you guys forget that social media means you are a political scientist, and that's, you know, that's equivalent to a doctorate. So, I mean, the thing is with that is really, it's the amount of just hatred that people are throwing at each other that, one, don't understand who Colin Kaepernick even was, two, what, like, what it even meant for that ad. And three, the fact, like you said, Nike already has all their money in their market. They don't care about it. It's just the stupidity of just people just throwing opinions up against a wall. And it just drives me crazy because you see so much people chastising each other over literally nothing. Like you said, that ad was go follow your dreams. That had a ton of, you know, inspirational athletes going to follow their dreams. What exactly does that have to do with anything?
Right.
I personally don't like Kaepernick. I don't, and it's not even about the kneeling. I think, you know, when he wore the pig, the cops for pig socks.
Sure,
and
sure.
The dictator shirt.
Yeah, sure.
That's one thing. That's a negative way to represent yourself. The kneeling, okay, it was a peaceful statement. It was a peaceful statement that he did.
Yeah, and the
but
thing
why,
is,
why if,
yeah, I mean, and then yeah. That's all social media is insulting everyone, and if you don't have the same opinion of them is to call them names. Which 99% of people that do that, 99.9% of people that do that, if they met the person they're talking to and had to face them face to face, and not because of anything physical, would not have the courage to say that to them because they would have to feel like they were acting as a human being in a human environment. But if you think that your negative tweets are doing anything except for vindicating what Nike is doing, because they don't want you as a customer. They want to become a brand, and we discussed this a little bit late in the show yesterday. What this does is it raises their profile with athletes. What this does is it raises, it becomes this counterculture brand.
It moves them out of mainstream, which is what they have become. They have been an overwhelming mainstream shoe and apparel company, and it moves them outside of their lane.
And now if you wear like a Nike shirt, because I even thought about it yesterday. My son was wearing a Nike shirt. Because he's really into Kaepernick. But he's wearing a Nike shirt.
Yes.
And it even occurred to me, like, I bet you there's, like, a teacher at the school that's going to think, well, how can you wear Nike? And that's exactly what they want people to think. Like, old stodgy people are going to say, like, how dare you do it? And it's the same thing about back in the day, like, wearing, like, Anarchy on your shirt or something like that. It's now wearing Nike. It puts out a message that you're young and anti-establishment, and that's exactly what they want. And now more musicians are going to do it, now that more athletes are going to want to sign with them.
Think about that. I mean, every musician will wear a Nike shirt.
Yeah.
Any musician that wants to raise their profile will use this.
Yep.
They'll wear a big-ass swoosh on a T-shirt. That's all it is.
And if they'll dominate the markets that they want to dominate, which is young people, and it will help them, as Rich had the statistics yesterday, it will help them with minorities and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, congratulations on your outrage, but Nike won. It's Feed the Fan Friday presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Call our time right now to the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985 will score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom. StopandShop.com. When we come back, Mr. Maka Jamali rates the meatballs.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Maka Jamali. Recliner. Hey, let's make.
I sleep on a recliner.
Meatballs. It is that day that's in The Godfather 2.
What?
What is St. Anthony's Feast.
Oh, yeah.
Which I only know from The Godfather Part 2.
Have you not been in the North End when a feast happens? Because this seems to happen. How many saints are there? How many feasts do they have? There's got to be like 30.
I don't really go to the North End that often. The only real experience I had, I was with you,
mm-hmm.
and people were driving around going nuts, and we had no idea why. And then we figured that Italy had won the World Cup.
Yep, that's right. We were down there when they won the World Cup. No, I've been down there for a feast several times. Matter of fact, I think I was there back to back weekends, and there were two different feasts where they take the. the statue and they carry it around and people come out and put dollars on it and everything.
That's what the summer is.
Is that feast season? Is summer feast season? I don't really know. I'm a bad Catholic. I don't know
summer
stuff.
Feces?
I don't know. No, not summer feces. Feast season, not feces. Feast season, which is the name of like a wacky 80s teen romp. Feast season.
Feces?
Yeah, we're just sitting there like these kids obsessed with skateboarding and feces.
No, it's a German. Feces. It's a German adult film.
So Bert says there's 14.
Oh, Lord. Okay. 14. Okay, so there's 14.
And Everett's, Everett's, they've got every weekend's a party over there, right?
Not weekend. Every day. As long as it's above 30 degrees.
Right. The North End's just trying to catch up with Everett when it comes to parties per month.
Yeah. All right, so Mark Jamelli is a star. I've heard of nobody who doesn't enjoy him. He's a happy man.
I love this guy. He just, the minute I hear his voice, it just makes me smile. This guy is one of my favorite people on the planet. Who, by the way, none of us have met in person. I've talked to him on the phone for a long, long time, especially when Nick was going through what he was going through. But I've never met him face to face, and that has to change soon.